This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hour two headlines brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. It's Monday, which means they'll break out the throwing stars for you.
Ooh, yes, those are fun.
Like a ninja. I used to have some throwing stars.
Yeah, like the playing cards, too. That's pretty cool.
Like Gambit.
Mm. Yeah.
Gambit was always a cool
sweet.
One.
He was awesome. My favorite X-Men. He's sweet.
Yeah. I had the Batarangs.
Yeah.
I'm still mad they almost made Channing Tatum play him in a movie.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What movie?
I'm glad
what
movie? There was going to be a Gambit, standalone. Movie.
Oh, just really?
Yeah,
wow.
There was going to be Channing Tatum, so I'm glad that didn't come to fruition. Yeah.
Channing wanted it really bad, too.
I don't know. You guys think Channing Tatum's a good actor?
No.
Other than his good looks?
I think he could play certain roles, right?
Not Gambit, though, right?
I don't feel like he could play Gambit.
Yeah.
Like a military man?
I mean,
he was a good G.I. Joe.
Kind of as a goofy, strong guy. I mean, like kind of like
21 Jump Street.
Basically,
that's his role.
That's his niche. It feels like that should be who he should be, like 21 Jump Street.
I mean, Magic Goofy.
Mike is too, you know, as well, and Step Up. I mean, it's fine there.
Did you watch Magic Mike? Be honest.
No, I didn't.
Be honest, John.
I would. I just never came across it.
What do you mean
it.
You would?
If it was on, I could find it. Like
you just never came in. Never.
Just never came on like the HBO when I had it. And I guess I could seek it out, but I just never really.
I was always wondering, like, I know, you know, girls rave about it, but is it actually like a good movie? Is there a good,
I've heard it's got
like
good
an
plot.
Actual good plot and everything? Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about it. I watched Brokeback Mountain.
Well, I'm not questioning you or anything.
I'm not
I was just curious.
I'm not.
I've never seen that movie either. But it's good, though. Heath Ledger and, what's his face? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Really?
And Anne Hathaway.
And Hathaway's in it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
She was married to one of them, to Jake Gyllenhaal's character.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways.
Interesting.
Any other headlines?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm giving you a headline really yet. But yeah, did you guys, anybody tune into the little press conference we had earlier today? John Fulkerson partnering with Pals. They had a big, really just a kind of a little shindig they had hosting a... where I don't even know where they had it. I guess they had it at a local Pals. Yeah, in Kingsport. It was earlier today, a couple hours ago. They had a press conference where they introduced him as a partner with Pals. They said it was a one-year agreement. And, yeah, I guess he's just going to promote Pals a little bit, as he kind of already has, you know, going there, talking about how great the food is, all that.
We still got a money number on this, do we?
I have not seen, have not seen a money figure. Like I said, I see where they say it's a one-year agreement. That's really about it. See him share his thoughts and experiences as a Pals loyal customer, endorses Pals menu items, and helps recruit others to join the Pals team as an employee. How about that?
He's going to be spinning the sign out for the Pals, no hiring.
I could honestly see him doing that. You ever had Pals, John?
Yeah.
Thoughts? Scale 1 to 10. What are we talking here?
Solid 6.
Okay. I was maybe a little bit higher than that. I'd give it like a 7.5, I think.
Okay.
What's it better than to you?
Sonic.
I feel like that's pretty low. Like, people don't go to Sonic for their food. They're going for the milkshakes and the desserts and all that.
Okay. I mean, it's not better than Wendy's.
Wait, what? It's definitely better than Wendy's.
Nope.
There's no way it's better than Wendy's.
Their fries,
I've never been there, but there's
Wendy's.
No way. I would.
What are we overhyping Wendy's for? Wendy's has Frosties. Wendy's is good.
The burgers are great. Their nuggets are great.
I wouldn't say great. They're good.
The burgers are great, and the nuggets are great. I will say great to both of those. I mean, fast food standard. I mean, I'm not paying $20 for them, but fast food standard, they're great.
Seems like a bold take.
I feel like everyone loves Wendy's, don't they?
Wendy's was highly regarded.
I
love Wendy's. I do too. But I mean, better than Pals. Pals has got a pretty damn good burger, John.
Okay.
I think you know. When's the last time you ate there? I feel like I'd say it's been a while, hasn't it?
I ate it on the way to Baltimore when we won. So 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah, not when they beat us last year. Well, that was in Nashville.
Nashville. Yeah. Either way, we had, what, Quinn Ewers officially making it official. He will be leaving his senior year. He'll be enrolling with the Buckeyes and will skip his senior season. I guess he'll do all of his classes online, as he kind of already discussed. It's official.
He's just got one class left, so he's chilling.
Okay.
This is big. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, of course, to get part of the NIL deals. Have we seen any, like, possible deals that have already been kind of talked about, anything like
with
that?
Him, I haven't seen any.
Because that was the whole purpose.
Said he had
purpose,
seven figures.
Really? Yeah, I believe it, because he's a big name. Obviously, we've talked about him for a while, number one prospect in 2022. But obviously, he's going to be eligible to play this year. But it brings up the whole thing of, like, Texas, like, doesn't allow their high school kids to profit off the NIL stuff, and that's kind of why he's going ahead and getting out of there. It's one of, like, I couldn't find the list of, like, actual states that are either on or off.
That's what I was about to ask. Like, which states are allowing their high school players to make money?
Yeah, I couldn't find, like, an official list. Like, I tried. I think Florida's one that's a little iffy, too, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, Texas is one that's definitely, like, out there for sure, and obviously, you know, with him making this decision. And I think it's going to kind of change stuff. You're going to get those, like, early enrollees. I feel like in states like that, there are people who are going to be more willing to try to be an early enrollee.
Yep.
Because you can go ahead and get out and go get that NIL money. So, at least the big name guys. So,
you guys giving any chance for this guy to be starter day one, week one?
I mean, he's supposed to be a stud.
I mean,
I don't know about week one because he's going to be behind.
Right at the get-go? I mean,
it says he's going to be a pretty big quarterback battle. People are saying him.
Yeah,
I have a shot.
I think he's so behind with a camp and everything. I don't think he's going to, like,
a high school senior? I mean, I understand, like, they're supposed to be good, but, man, a high school senior?
He's as high-rated as Trevor Lawrence was coming out of high school.
Right, but, I mean, with Trevor, I guess it depends. Like, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, even when he got to school, like, he couldn't start over Kelly Bryant immediately.
Yeah.
Now, would he have started over Kelly Bryant the year before when Kelly Bryant, I mean, wasn't great by any means, but, like, they went to the playoff.
Yeah.
Would he have maybe overtaken him halfway through the year? I don't know. The thing about, like, Ohio State is, like, I imagine the guy they have there waiting to take over is also, like, highly rated. What's the guy's name? Like,
C.J. Stroud? Stroud? Did we ever figure that out, how you say his last name? Stroud?
I mean, I'm imagining he's also like a high four-star wide receiver quarterback.
He was
a number 42 player in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, a high four-star, the second-rated pro passer in his class. So, like,
and you said he was a redshirt freshman, right?
Yeah, he'll be a redshirt freshman this year. So, like, two young guys, so they're gonna be going at it. I mean, for the future years, but
One of them will end up transferring. Whoever gets beat out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna guess C.J. Stroud's gonna be that guy. That win, or that, you know, is the quarterback this year, the day one starter.
I would say so too.
Now, you know, if he's not very good, maybe Ewers takes over, or Ewers, however the hell you say his name. But, like, there's also a chance CJ Stroud wins the job and, like, doesn't give it back.
Right.
I mean, he's a top rated prospect. I mean, he's good too. I understand he's not Trevor Lawrence good or where this guy's rated, but still.
Has Ohio State announced him as their starter for the fall? Have they done that? Because it does say the quarterback battle, they mentioned Jack Miller, freshman Kyle McCord. I don't know if these guys have any chance.
I thought they
named
anybody.
It's right.
One of those things that, obviously with Fields being gone, you kind of just open competition.
Jack Miller ain't got a shot, man. 334th in the country.
Okay.
He ain't got a shot, Jack Miller.
I would say the other guy probably doesn't either. Freshman Kyle McCord.
He's a five-star.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Kyle McCord is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would guess Kyle McCord's pretty good because, he was a five-star number 27 player, like, in his class.
It's going to be a crowded quarterback room.
That's the thing about Ohio State, bro, is, like, they are going to have, like, the worst quarterback they have is a four-star that was, like, number 300. So.
Yeah. Jeez. If only. If only.
Wow.
Can we borrow one, please?
I mean, eventually somebody will. Like, they'll transfer eventually.
They will.
To us,
maybe not to us, but maybe. You never know. So, no, I'm going to take the field over this kid.
Curious if he gets redshirted, though. I wonder if they do give him a chance at all to compete for a starting job.
Because,
I mean, like you said,
a year of eligibility.
Right.
I would say that doesn't even really matter now. If I'm him, I'm planning on going pro in 3 years. So
for sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, sure. I mean, redshirt. It's fine, I guess.
Especially because,
like,
you can play a few games.
Now that you don't have to. Now that you don't have to sit out a year for transferring, though, it doesn't really matter.
That's
true. 3 years out.
Like, are people still going to be chomping at the bit? Like, we've talked about this in the past. Like, are there still going to be an ideal struck for backup quarterbacks? Like,
He's got a lot of Instagram followers, right? Like, I mean, he's popular in terms of like being online. So I would imagine he's going to have some money lined up somewhere. And they said seven figures. So, I mean, I don't know. That seems absurd, but.
He's got 85,000 followers.
Okay, that's not as much as I thought, but that's still a pretty good chunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, I would say if he's doing this, he has a good idea that, like, he has an agent or somebody that's, like, helped, like, say, hey, we'll be able to get some money coming in.
We will set you up. Yeah. I doubt he would do all this not to have a plan in place.
Yeah, and he's unverified, it looks like, on Twitter still.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Speaking of stud quarterbacks, did you guys see Louisville is going to be building a Lamar Jackson statue outside Cardinal Stadium? The 2016 Heisman winner, Lamar Jackson. You guys think he's deserving? I mean, is he the best quarterback to come out of Louisville?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't know if there's anybody from back in the day, older, coming out.
Jeff Braum was Louisville, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't he Louisville?
Bridgewater did good things for him, but, like,
he was never, the impact of Lamar, right? A little soon, though, to build a statue of Lamar Jackson?
Seems like it.
Don't you think? I mean,
yeah, I think it's always scary to build a statue of someone living.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No matter, you know, who they are.
I mean, I don't know about Lamar, but I mean, like, you know, here in Knoxville, I mean, we had what, Shamika Holsquall away or whatever, and then she shot up like somebody's car.
Oof.
It was like involved, like, you know, an aggravated shooting, right? I mean, that's
oh gosh.
And of course, like, you know, no one saw that coming. So, like, I don't know, you know, I'm not saying Lamar is going to do that, but I'd be worried about doing that for somebody alive. Like, you never know what happens.
Right. And
does look like it's official, by the way, with Addison Nichols, as he just went ahead and committed to Tennessee.
Let's go.
Hey.
There you go.
Let's go.
There you go. Good for Josh Heupel.
Feels good.
Does feel good.
Feels good. Take that, Ohio State. Have all those quarterbacks. Don't have Addison Nichols, though.
It's true.
Don't have Addison Nichols, though.
I'm sure they are hurting at the on the offensive line.
Maybe. You never know. You never know. How about it, boys? A little spoiler alert to the winners list. USA, USA, USA. Gold Cup champions, baby. Take that, Mexico. Take that. Two. Not once. Twice we beat them.
That's true. Did you watch?
Wow.
Were you guys watching last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you guys saw, like, when America scored and went up? Did you, like, watch any of the post-game stuff?
No, I didn't see the post-game stuff. I did see the...
Lexi Lawless was, like, crying after the game just about how big the moment was. It was, like, said it was, like, one of the best moments in U.S. soccer history. He was, like, crying. Like, oh, he's like, I'm sorry.
Really?
He's like, I'm just emotional. He's like,
as we're not at the Olympics.
It was just, like... I mean, I would say the Gold Cup and the Olympics are probably similar to prestige. Like, no one cares about the Olympic soccer except for the U.S. women's team who got beat by Canada. But he's crying. You know, they call him the B team, the C team, whatever. But these guys didn't care. They played hard. And they came out here and got another big win. They were, like, acting like that America had just won the World Cup. Yeah. Tears streaming down Lexi's face.
World Cup's next, right?
Well, that's what they were saying. It's like the sins of not making the World Cup have been washed away. This is the best, you know, we've had a setup for Team USA soccer ever. They're pumped.
It's better than, I mean, what was it wasn't him. It was the other soccer expert on ESPN who was just absolutely bashing the soccer team. Yeah, when they didn't make, I think they didn't qualify for the World Cup. Yeah. And he was just going in on them.
They should have. Who the hell did we lose to whenever we got knocked out?
Somebody.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, somebody really bad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Atlanta United. Gavitt scored the goal. Plays for them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Saw people saying
it was a beautiful, beautiful ball that he put in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Gorgeous.
I couldn't have thought you placed it any better than that.
I saw people say that he might be headed overseas now. Is he going to, like, leave the MLS?
Miles Robinson?
Yeah.
Is that who you guys talking about?
Basically saying he's good enough to go play overseas.
We have a lot of good young players, huh?
Yeah,
young
I mean, like,
studs.
No, like, I know we always say this, but, like, we should be getting closer to, like, catching up. Not to, like, the powers of the world, but to being, like, a solid program again.
Yeah.
Like, it does feel like we're producing more talent than ever before. Because, you know, it is true. Like, last night was done with the B team. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, three or four of your best players weren't there.
Like you said, though, it was tough seeing the women lose. It was the first time in 20 years that Canada beat
was it tough
the USA.
I feel like people are split on them.
the U.S. women's team.
And I don't even feel like it's political.
They are.
Like, I don't even think it's political. Like, I know, like, they had their issues with, you know, President Trump, and he's even trolling them a couple weeks ago. And, like, some, you know, like, the, you know, some people don't like them for political reasons. Some don't like them because of the grandstanding, you know, of them wanting equal pay and whenever they were actually making maybe more money whenever it came down to, like, what they're, how many games they're actually playing.
Right.
I just think they, their stars kind of rub people the wrong way, too, right? I mean, like, I know Hope Solo's not there anymore, but I never liked her.
Rapinoe.
I don't like Rapinoe. Like,
she's still on the team, right? Yeah, she's there.
Was like, it Alex Morgan? I mean, I still like her.
She's still there. She's nice.
Yeah. Zach Ertz is.
She's so cute.
Wife's still on
Julie
the team.
Julie doesn't really do much for me, like one way or the other. She's fine. Mm-hmm. She's out there.
That's pretty much she all plays. The people I know on the team.
Yeah, but like, I mean, they got what? I remember a little Rose Lavelle.
She's
out there. Yeah.
She was good.
Yep.
I don't like dislike them, but I feel like. I think you're wrong when you say people were sad.
I think we'd still want to see USA win just because it's USA. We want
to
rack
lost
up these medals. But
it might be kind of like the men's basketball team. I don't think anyone's rooting for the men's basketball team either.
I just want to bash them when they lose.
Kind of.
Yeah, just waiting.
I don't think people are sad that the U.S. women's team lost. Now, you know, or I don't think the majority of people are.
I'd say more people just don't care at all, like you said. But.
Yeah. For us winning that Gold Cup, do we get any qualifications?
No.
For anything coming in, that's just
pride.
Yeah. Just pride.
Get
on
to
that
say
one.
We're better than Mexico. That's what we get, Ryan.
Yes,
because we are. Because we are.
Did get to beat Mexico. That is true. A second one this offseason, right?
Yeah, they beat them June 6th, earlier in the CONCACAF or whatever, however you say that.
So that's a big win. Wow, when you Google U.S. men's soccer, Google it. Look what happens. Shooting off fireworks and putting American flags. Google. What? All in on the men's soccer team.
I wonder if that happens in other countries.
I wonder if it happens when we Google the women's soccer team. It's like
sad,
wow.
Sad emojis.
Because, like, what are we looking at now? We got, so the World Cup qualification on the 2nd. That one's actually in Nashville, right?
Ooh.
I believe that one's in Nashville against SLV. Is that Slovenia, I guess?
Has to be,
yeah,
right?
I would check out.
No, we're not. Sure, we're not. Slovenia's not in the CONCACAF. Who would that be? Salvador? Oh.
Yeah,
probably.
El Salvador.
Yeah, well, I just had to think what it was.
Right. You would thank Slovenia. That's the first time.
And then against Canada, 3 days later.
Gotta beat the Canadians.
Honduras, Jamaica. So we're getting ready to get into the time to qualify for the World Cup. So
maybe we'll do it this time.
Either they'll continue building on this goodwill or they'll blow it all by struggling against
Salvador.
Oh, man,
the fireworks make a little USA flag,
That's
awesome.
Yeah, those are so cool.
How about that? Man, I'm going to Google it again.
Hitler fresh. I'm going to go text somebody fireworks now. Have it shoot up off my phone.
Yeah.
Lasers. Pew, pew.
Proud of the boys, though. That was big.
Yeah.
That felt good.
All right.
That felt good.
Good batch of headlines. Long batch of headlines. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, FanDuel Sportsbook. It's hooking new users up with Epic Summer Games Bonus. The Olympics still rolling on. And you can place your first bet on any summer game sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. USA men's basketball. What's the can you get the spread for me on that tonight, Cam?
Which one? I'm sorry.
U.S. against Spain. Ooh, can you get me the updated odds on the U.S., Spain, and also the U.S. to win gold?
Okay.
But on FanDuel, you can also bet on Olympic soccer, baseball, track and field, and more. FanDuel's Olympic selection is just one of the many reasons we love America's number one sports book. It's easy to use, it's safe, it's secure, and fast payouts. If you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. They've paid me in 3 hours before.
Yep.
Hit me up on my PayPal ASAP. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with the promo code TALKSPORTS and go for the gold today. That's promo code TALKSPORTS.
We are -12.5 to beat Spain.
12.5 point favorites to beat Spain, okay?
And we are -210 to win the gold.
So that's down from -350. So now that we're actually down to the knockout stage, they don't feel as confident about it.
Yeah, Slovenia, +500, second place there.
You want to start putting a little respect on Luka's name now after he beat Spain last night and only had 12 points?
Sounds to me like he's got good teammates after
What are we doing here?
Sounds like
the teammates are good now.
That's crazy how that works. How Slovenia is terrible, and then all of a sudden Luka's on the court, here they are beating Spain, who's supposed to be pretty damn good last time I checked, right? Probably third best team, I would say, in this.
He gave him a chance by not sending Trey to the Olympics.
We're bragging about winning a pointless knockout game. That's where we're at now in the Luka Doncic.
A pointless knockout game. He's 16-0 in international play.
Okay.
He's 16-0 in international play.
Play didn't mean anything for them.
Trey Young's never lost an international game either.
Holy. Where is Slovenia? Where do they play? Who do they play in the knockout stage?
They are playing Germany.
Okay.
That's a win.
15-point favorites.
Did we ever find out if Schroeder was playing for that team? He is, right? Or no?
I don't know. I don't.
I believe you're the one looked it up and said he was. I haven't given it that much thought.
Let me see. Yeah, I.
So Slovenia right now the second best odds. I mean, Luka and them have been balling. They should get a medal. Yep. Really should win the gold, honestly, with as flawed as this
Wagner is playing for Germany.
Schroeder's not playing.
They got Wagner. He's not on there.
They do have Mo Wagner. That is true. Because he couldn't be at the draft.
Is that their best player, though?
Might be. I mean,
And I guess, is Mo on the team?
Didn't they have another NBA player, too? They
had Bonga.
And then Maxi Kleber, too, right? Didn't they have Maxi Kleber?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Probably.
So they had a couple of NBA guys. But, yeah, Slovenia should win that game. Be a real shame if they didn't.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was going to say, must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for the risk-free bet. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. You said we got some big breaking NBA news, Cameron?
Yes.
It is
extension season, I guess. A lot of rookies and stuff can get their extensions at midnight tonight, not right at the 6 p.m. Free agency.
That's
deadline.
For Trey Young too, right?
Trey and Luka. Luka's expected to get a huge deal, but before that, Steph Curry is expected to sign a huge deal as well. He's supposed to get 4 years, $215 million.
$215 million.
So he is gonna secure the bag even longer. Seems
that's
like
what $52 million a year, basically $53 million a year.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Golly.
Yep, 53.
We'll see how he ages there. But there were talks at the beginning of last season that he might be souring on Golden State and might be looking to move somewhere else. But I guess he is locking there full term.
It makes me think, are they going to have the money to bring in anybody else? Because I know.
No, they're not going to have any money to bring in. That's why they're going to.
Because we talked about those draft picks, trying to maybe flip those for another player, the guys they drafted, but it kind of sounds like they're just going to kind of stick with
those. Well, they got salary they can trade. I mean, Andrew Wiggins makes enough money along with those rookies where they could still get a star. Trade those two rookies and Wiggins and a pick, and they could still try to get the Ben Simmons sweepstakes or the Bradley Beal or whomever. So, yeah, no, they're not locked in there, but, yeah, they're not going to be able to sign anybody free agent-wise. Yeah. So Steph Curry staying put in Golden State, 4 years, $215 million.
Think he's worth that? He did lead the NBA in scoring, right, this past season, or was it Bradley Beal?
I believe.
Who was Steph?
Yeah, I was going to say, Steph won, right? Yeah. Barely.
Beal needed, like,
Beal, like, set out, right?
That's right,
before.
So, I mean, he's still really good. Next year is going to be really important for them, but because that window is closing and we'll finally get to see what they look with a healthy Clay back, and can they maybe get back to where they're in contention to win the West. Steph was out of his mind this year just to finish as the the 8 seed and out of the playoffs because they lost a play-in game. So how much does a healthy Clay help them? Where do we put them back in terms of in the West when you slot them? How high are you going with them next year with a healthy Klay Thompson?
Four seed.
Assuming they don't trade for someone like Ben Simmons and they just run it back with the team and rookies and
Wiggins as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're like a 6 or 7 seed. Like Klay Thompson's been out how many months now? 18 months ish, something like that.
Well, he was in Space Jam, so he was back for a minute.
How'd he look? Did he look good running around out there?
No, that movie was kind of dumb.
It was very animated. I don't even think he was actually doing anything.
Yeah. Really?
He was made out of water and fire.
He was hot water.
It was very contradictory, I didn't really understand it.
Splash,
it was
brother.
Wet fire.
Splash.
Wet fire, and I was just like, that doesn't make sense, but whatever.
He's wet and on fire.
Yeah. I got where they were going, but it just didn't make sense logically as when you designed him. I don't know. It just...
Splash
Physics,
Brother, that's on fire. Was that the
I think
goal?
That's what they were going for.
Yeah. That's kind of stupid.
Red jumper.
The Dame was pretty
cool.
Dame was kind of lit.
It was Kronos at the time.
That was it, though. That was about
you seen it yet, John?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't
watched
know.
Twice, bro.
Was it that good?
No, just I had promised I'd go with a friend to the movies, but then I watched it one night at my house, and then I didn't have the heart to tell him that I had already seen it. So
really? So you didn't let him know at all?
No, I just
that's awful. I've done that before.
People have got me with that with like Marvel movies. People are like, oh, so excited to like see one with me. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I've seen it 3 times already. But okay.
You thought it was awful that I didn't tell him? I thought it was very selfish of me to like still go.
No.
I have the unlimited Regal, so like I didn't pay anything for it. And I had all my points racked up, so I got a popcorn and Mountain Dew for $2. Like, so I mean, I was
okay.
I came out really well in it.
Man. Yeah,
it is tragic you have to settle for Pepsi.
Just like
it was, but he wanted to go, and again, I didn't have the heart to tell him because he wouldn't have anybody else to go with.
Couldn't have seen something else. Did he have his heart really set on Space Jam?
He did, and I had committed to it, and then it just kept getting pushed back further and further. And then one night I was at home and needed something to watch, so I put on Space Jam, and then again he came and asked and have the heart to say I'd already seen it, so I just went and watched it again. It was fine. I liked it better than the second time.
I was
going to
say,
it
probably was better the second time.
First time I was kind of on my phone doing stuff, so I was kind of, this is some stuff I missed, and I thought it was fun.
I think I fell asleep the first time.
It was fun. Got some interesting wrinkles coming out of L.A. over the weekend when it looks like these teams are, you know, getting geared up for next season. Kawhi Leonard declines his player option, but doesn't look like he's going anywhere. Same for Chris Paul. We'll keep talking about that after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You guys read this story on ESPN about Russell Westbrook and his going back to L.A.?
I did not.
It was pretty funny, actually, and it kind of, to me, makes me more excited for the rivalry. But the long story short is basically like, hey, this was 2 years in the making. Westbrook going to go home. Mm-hmm. To the point where when Kawhi Leonard went to the Clippers, Russell Westbrook called Kawhi and was like, hey, like, come get me. Like, let's team up. And then, like, obviously we know what happened. Kawhi Leonard then called Paul George and was like, hey.
Russell's trying to come here. Please help.
Well, that was essentially what happened. Was like, Paul George was happy in Oklahoma City because he was close with Russell Westbrook. But then Russell Westbrook was going behind his back trying to get out, to which Kawhi used that against him with Paul George, and then like convinced Paul George, like, hey, Russ is trying to leave, come here with me. And like, you know what happened? Paul George went to LA. So then Russell Westbrook was just kind of left out in the open.
I would say that got under his skin, to say the least, as emotional as he gets.
Right. So I do think that adds to the rivalry a little bit of Paul George and Kawhi versus LeBron, AD, and Westbrook. Now, we'll still see what happens with the Lakers as they fill out their roster. I know some people are thinking they could still try to do something with Dennis Schroeder, a sign trade that maybe could still even get them Buddy Hield, although I don't know how that's going to shake out. But we had a couple guys decline their option. Kawhi Leonard declined his $36 million option to stay with the Clippers, although he is expected to sign a long-term deal. You had Chris Paul turn down his $46 million or whatever it was, $44 million to stay in Phoenix, although it does seem as if he is going to work on a 3-year deal to go back to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. A little surprised by that?
That he's going to stay in Phoenix or that the money he's going to get?
I mean, I probably wouldn't say the money because he did kind of carry him a little bit and obviously changed that whole franchise, but I was a little surprised he wanted to come back to Phoenix.
I mean, they are a team that has, like, notoriously had a good medical staff. Like, that goes back, 15 years with Steve Nash. Like, how good the medical staff was. If you're Chris Paul and you're aging, that maybe plays into your decision, as does your team making to the finals. Although, I do think it was a fluke. I think they were probably, like, the fourth or fifth best team in the West.
I was going to say, do we really think they can get back?
I don't. No. I don't.
No.
So, like, if you're Chris Paul, like, I don't know what your other options would have been, though. Like, if you're trying to win, like, where else could you have gone? Unless, while making big money. And he is the president of the Players Association. So it's almost his obligation to get every dollar he can get because that's kind of what the Players Association is built off of, is, like, protecting the market for these other guys. So you don't want all these veterans to take, like, vet minimums to go chase a ring or do whatever, to do that. So if you're Chris Paul, like, where else could you have gone that would have given you a chance to win a championship? And we can argue about how good a chance Phoenix's chance it actually is, but, it's better than New York's.
Yeah,
true.
Philly? With Embiid, him and Embiid?
Yeah, but I mean, like, Philly wouldn't have had the cap space, so it had to been like a sign and trade or something. Like, and if I'm Philly, like, I would have loved to have just been Ben Simmons for Chris Paul. Like, but I don't know if Phoenix would. Yeah. They might have, though. I mean, they might have, but like, Philly would have made a lot of sense. I thought that's where he should have went last year when he had the opportunity.
Yeah. Right.
You would just expect like a longer like shopping period for him. You know, actually look at what's going on with each of these rosters instead of just immediately saying, probably, yeah, Phoenix.
Well, what I would say to that is that he has a really close relationship with Monty Williams.
Yeah.
Like him and Monty Williams are boys. Like that's
huge part.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, huge part. I mean, I'd say that's why, I mean, they said it's the reason he wanted to go to Phoenix in the first place was that he loves Monty Williams. So, you know, you have the year they have. You don't want to walk away from that. But at the same time, like you said, wait to see the landscape. I don't think we really have to wait in the NBA right now to know who our top teams are going to be. Like, it's going to be the LA teams, Clippers and Lakers. Neither one of them have any money.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks aren't going to, you know, have any money. The Nets aren't going to have any money. Yeah. And, like, you know, maybe a fifth team. Like,
yeah, the Hawks don't have a ton of money.
The Hawks aren't going to, like, you know, downgrade to Chris Paul from Trae Young. Yeah. And, like, the Heat don't have any money, and they're going to try to get Kyle Lowry. Like, I mean, it's there's just not a lot of options out there in terms of, like, actual contenders. Now, maybe, like, a team like Dallas could have maybe have been, like, a sleeper. But, like, I don't know if, like, you put Luka and Chris Paul together, if that rest of that roster would have been good enough to win. But
that's interesting.
That would have been a team at least I would have, like, considered.
Yeah.
But, you know, the relationship with Monty Williams, the success they had last year, and then the being on the West Coast near his family, like, all that, you know, superseded everything. So I wasn't surprised that he stayed for 3 years, assuming the deal gets done, which has, you know, basically been reported.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Kyle Lowry to the Heat? You think that's a pretty good fit?
I'm surprised that they're doing the same thing they did last year in terms of like the move that got Bogdanovich like shot down because they can report stuff early before it's like legal in these sign and trades. So like, it is weird that they're doing the same thing again this year. Woj is trying to be a little bit more careful with the way he words it, but man, like it is a they're playing with fire there. I mean, if it's Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, Bam, and Duncan Robinson, that's a
I'd say seed in the East. A four seed, maybe.
Yeah, definitely playoffs.
But that's not winning a championship. No, that's not even. I don't think that's getting to an Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think. Like, are we overrating Kyle Lowry just a little bit just because he finally won that championship? Like, was it the notion the whole time before that he was kind of came up short in the big moments, basically? Yeah. Like, with Toronto,
exactly,
him and DeRozan?
Yeah.
And then Kawhi comes, kind of carries him, and then it's all like, whoa, we're in love with Lowry, which he had a couple good games in the finals, but still.
Lowry's still a really good player. Now, I don't think, like, again, he's not moving Miami to the championship by any means, but, like, he's for better or worse, kind of the most sought-after free agent right now because Kawhi and Chris Paul are staying. So, like, Kyle Lowry is the next best thing.
And there's talks that the Heat are trying to get DeRozan, too, to reunite the best buds.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. The
have
money
to get a
there
discount.
Would, yeah, the money there would have to basically be built around a sign and trade for basically Duncan Robinson for DeRozan if they're going to try to match up and pay DeRozan $20 million and Duncan $20 million and kind of flip there. And in that case, you'd have zero spacing with DeRozan and Jimmy Butler. So, like, and bam, that seems like a basketball nightmare. But that's kind of, you know, bringing up to speed. There's still some interesting stuff with Lonzo and where he's going to end up.
I'm kind of surprised Miami's giving up Precious in that deal. I've kind of expected, like, Hero or somebody, but.
I mean, you think Precious is better than Hero at this point?
I think,
as a prospect?
I
mean,
I feel almost like it. I think we kind of know what Tyler is at this point.
Yeah.
I still feel like what he is at this point is better than what Precious is at this point, though. I mean, that's a guy that didn't really. I mean, he might morph into something different, but, like, to me, Precious is a poor man's Bam type of thing. Like, I mean, is that kind of like what he would be? So, like, I don't think you need both those guys, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, played 12 minutes a game for him last year, and, I mean, 5 points, hustle guy. Like, I would go ahead and get rid of him if it got me Kyle Lowry. I wouldn't let that, like, be the difference in not
getting him. Was that the only guy that they pretty much had on the table trade-wise, the Heat?
Yeah, that the Raptors would want, because, I mean, the Raptors are trying to get, like, young pieces that are maybe, like, going
to
morph in.
They didn't want to try to get
Hero. So is it just assumed that Kendrick Nunn's out of there?
Yep, that was actually a report that just came out, is that Nunn's going to be gone from there.
Because he would be a restricted. They didn't throw him a qualifier or anything.
Yeah, they don't.
Know of, right?
Yeah, they don't want to bring him back, so.
They don't want none of that.
Yeah, he's just going to be a Terry Rozier. Somebody's going to give him a huge contract on a team like that, and it probably won't pan out.
No, I would say you're right on that one.
So we are keeping an eye again on Kyle Lowry. I guess that's the big first domino.
Yeah.
Last report. John Collins going to stay in Atlanta.
Let's go. Of course. Smart move by him.
So, you know, maybe Lonzo Ball is going to be the, you know, he's an interesting piece, and we'll see what, you know, kind of those guys shake out. We'll see what Dallas does as they're trying to, it's really their last year to have any cap space.
Yep.
After Luka signs this big $200 million extension after the Olympics, and Porzingis is still in the book, so we'll see what they do. But it seems like the big guys are going to kind of stay put.
Who do you like better in the West right now, Lakers or Clippers or Suns?
I mean, right now, I like the Clippers better.
The Clippers?
In a playoffs? I mean, I don't know. The Lakers, again, I reserve the right to wait to see like what they do with the rest of their roster spaces, because right now, I mean, they have zero shooting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they have
nothing.
Yeah, like they're going to have a bunch of G-Leaguers and Caruso. Like, yeah.
I mean, the Clippers roster, we talked about, it's not very good either, and you have a lot of aging players on that roster as well.
Yeah, more than the Lakers right now, though.
Again, it's just, if you're asking me right now, I got to see like what the Lakers do shooting-wise, because Westbrook, Davis, and LeBron, you know, that's not a lot of shooting, to say the least. But I do like the added drama that the Kawhi basically broke up the Paul George Russell Westbrook marriage.
I'd love to hear that phone call of Kawhi responding to Russ.
He's like, nah, bro, I'm good. He's probably just like, yeah.
I was going to say, he's probably straight up about
it. He's probably like, you know what? Yeah, let me think about it for a second. Then immediately call Paul George.
Like, hey, man.
Man, how about the trade rumors about Tobias Harris?
Yeah.
Potentially leaving the Sixers. I feel like that came out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, I can't say it came out of nowhere, because, I mean, when you make as much money as he does and you...
Well, I guess more distracting after the Ben Simmons is the very big name around. You just didn't expect them to, I guess, throw him.
Yeah.
But I
don't know. Which, I mean, like, there's some stuff that could have made sense financially that I would have liked to have seen. Like, if you asked me, like, a move I would have liked to have seen. Like, Toronto trading... Like signing, trading Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam to Philly for Ben Simmons and Tobias, like, would have made sense like financially, and I like, could have fixed both teams a little bit. Like,
yeah.
I would have liked to have seen something like that. We'll see if anybody like wants to pay Tobias. Josh Richardson, another Vol, actually traded over the weekend well.
Yeah.
As he gets sent up to Boston to play alongside Brown and Tatum, which I kind of like that role, especially when it's followed up with the rumors that the Celtics are tired of Marcus Smart and going to be trading Marcus Smart.
What was the quote? Unpredictable play, I believe, is what the quote was with Marcus Smart.
It's very fair.
I'm always careful when it comes to Chris Mannix and his reporting, because Chris Mannix isn't very good at his job. So, like, I don't know if that's legit or not. There's been some updates saying, like, hey, it's quiet around Boston. They're fine with Marcus Smart, but everyone except Brown and Tatum are available. Is essentially what they said.
Jay Richard, nice piece. Oh. I like how our Vols like hang out in pairs, like around the league, you know?
Yeah, we got Jay Rich back with Grant, and yeah, I mean, we got Tobias up there for now with Springer, and we'll see. Jay Rich, kind of a fall for grace from him, as he was 2 years ago traded for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Last year was at least traded for Seth Curry, but like the Mavericks like actively wanted him, and then this year was just like, hey, we're going to give you away for cap space, is what Dallas did.
Moses Brown was in that trade too, my boy.
Again, your boy Moses is quickly traded again. Teams just, you know, throwing him to the side every time. Teams just throwing him to the side.
Moses Brown.
But I did think about you whenever I saw that. But
yes, sir.
Josh Richardson going to be like, you know, that might be a good reset for him, as he can maybe just kind of be the less annoying Marcus Smart guy out there trying to just play defense and do scrappy stuff, whereas Dallas tried to make him a catch and shooter around Luka, and that, you know, he couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So something to keep an eye up there in Boston, as it's kind of funny watching Brad Stevens try to undo everything Danny Ainge did. He's trying to like fix off Danny Ainge's problems. Like, trust me, new coach, you don't want to deal with this right now. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, who's the most intriguing person this offseason that might move in the NBA? Is there something you're waiting to see? Like, what the actual first, like, is there anything that could happen that could shift the league?
Damian Lillard.
Okay.
That's a big one right out of the get-go.
I guess that is still the biggest one. And they did say that, to a lesser extent, if you're looking at Damian Lillard, keep an eye on what happens and what Portland does with Norman Powell, who they traded for.
Yeah.
Because he's a free agent. And basically, it would be very important to Damian Lillard that they keep Norman Powell.
Really?
Saying
little,
that
little,
they,
little Aaron Rodgers effect, huh?
A little bit, but also like they traded for him. And if I'm Damian Lillard, I don't want to get in the business of getting worse as a team. And like them paying him would have to be them like, you know, paying the luxury tax and like being committed to the salary. So like
it's also at the same thing, it's like Aaron Rodgers and Norman Powell really moving the needle for Portland when it comes to a playoff spot.
I think
big man wise, like Nurkic was terrible in the postseason.
Well, I mean, I think Norman Powell's a lot better than not having Norman Powell for them.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I mean, like it's not like they get the money to spend if they don't bring him back. So like that's an important piece for them. I mean, he's a solid player, I think. I mean, he shot 41% from three last year.
Yeah,
scored 18 points a game. I mean, he's a pretty good player.
He'd almost be a better running mate back there with Dame than CJ.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
honestly,
I think he has some insurance there. Like, and if I am them, I would. Yeah. Although I don't know what even the trade value of a CJ McCollum would be at this point.
Yeah.
Personally, but so you you got your eye on the Dame situation, okay?
Yeah.
I think we're going to get into the season with Dame still on the team, I think.
I think so, too.
But maybe not. Yeah. Is there anything you're keeping your eye on, Draven?
Definitely got to be Ben Simmons. I mean, that's the only team, really, I'd say, the team within contention that has a player that's still kind of questionable at this point. I mean, Philly, based on what happens, they could be the best team in the East, at least second best team in the East. So I think that's got to be the biggest one.
They're still asking way too much for Ben.
Well, again, we've kind of talked about it, but it is kind of the unique situation of a really good team trading a really good player.
Yeah.
Like, usually it's not the way it happens. Yeah. Usually it's a team that's getting ready to kind of reset or rebuild trading a good player. But in this situation, Philly's trying to trade a guy that has a lot of value. But like usually in the NBA, when you trade somebody that has a lot of value, you get like draft picks back and young players. But Philadelphia needs players now for Embiid's prime, so it's a complicated trade with Ben Simmons. But that is the big news, and I do wonder, like, we thought the draft might be a deadline. It wasn't. You know, it passed. Do we see that do anything with Ben Simmons, like, over the next couple of days? Like, any potential signing trades reshuffling, or is this something that's going to just, like, be after free agency at the end of August, we look around and, like, okay, time to focus on what happens with Ben Simmons now? That is a good point, though. So it is still kind of those two stars kind of holding the league hostage a little bit.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think you got to make a move now.
Yeah, you might as well just get it done so then you can potentially reshape the roster around the individuals after the trade happens.
I do think you can't settle, though. I said that last week. I think you can't settle. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't get an offer you don't like, just stick with Ben Simmons and see how it works out because, like you said, I mean, you got the whole – until the trade deadline, which is pretty long into the season.
I don't think you have the trade deadline with Ben Simmons, though. I don't think you have that just because I think the first time Ben Simmons comes out there and misses a jump shot or passes up a jump shot, Philadelphia is going to boo him.
Yeah.
I think we're past the point of no return with the fans. Like, you know, they were trying hard to, like, stay behind him, like, cheering on his free throws, like, trying to will him into victory. But I think it's over there. Like, I think he has to be traded before the year, which, you know. Then you had Doc Rivers. You had Joel Embiid back in the bus up over him. Like, I mean, like they're done with him. So I don't know what the package you would want is. And it does get complicated for me when it comes to the Ben Simmons deal just because they're also trying to look to see what they can get for Tobias.
You think they're throwing Tobias in there just because they know, like, they can't move Ben Simmons at this point? Like, the asking price is too much? Like, they feel like they have to throw Tobias in there to maybe – make up for it a little bit because teams are so doubtful.
I mean, I don't know. Do we think of, like, Tobias as, like, a big positive asset right now? Because, like,
I mean, more positive than Ben Simmons at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
borderline
isn't he coming off
talent.
His? I was gonna say, isn't he coming off like his best year?
Sure, but
basically?
He also makes, I mean, $38 million a year.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Which makes it tough for a team to, like, take on him and Ben Simmons when Ben Simmons makes, you know, $30 million a year. So like, it's hard to, like, match up $70 million in the old trade machine. Yeah. Unless, like, you're, like, looking at Dame Lillard, and, like, hey, we'll take Dame and CJ.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll take both of them. We'll keep the band together. We'll take Dame and Nurkic if he wants Nurkic to come with him. Like, we'll take that contract off your hands. I don't know what they'd be looking at. Like, it seems hard to trade both of those guys. You know, it's kind of the point because they both make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, Dame's $40 million. CJ McCollum's 30. So I mean, like, you get to 70 there. So like. Tobias and Ben Simmons comes in at 68, so you could theoretically do that if you wanted to keep them together. And Tobias does seem to be a player that complements Ben Simmons, like, mm-hmm. can shoot threes and kind of get his own bucket. Like, it mm-hmm. doesn't hurt spacing, so maybe it is something you move together.
Yep.
Makes sense. It adds 7 wins for the Sixers when you look at the efficiency. It adds 7 wins for them and takes 12 away from the Blazers.
And ever since you said it, I keep thinking about Toronto for both of them right there.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a nice spot. Ben Simmons, Canadian? No, he's Australian.
Yeah.
Dang it.
But Ben Simmons is still a guy that, like, fits the young star type of thing that you could try to build around.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't, yeah, I mean.
Him and Siakam throwing up bricks. Yeah. I don't think that's going to make Toronto too happy.
Siakam would be going back to Philadelphia with Lowry.
Yeah.
Lowry would have to want to do the homecoming, which it seems like he wants to go to Miami, so it doesn't seem.
Sounds like the Sixers are stuck. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't think they're
relying on Dame Lillard, who, I mean, I think he's, like you said, I think he's going to end up playing. I think he's going to end up staying in Portland.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they are stuck, but they're in a weird situation where they're trying to trade two guys that both make a lot of money.
Yeah, speaking of the.
Well, also trying to, like, not make Embiid mad and, like, keep him, like, a championship contender.
So one of the big hangups I'm seeing right now with Miami Heat trying to get DeRozan is Tyler Hero. He is that name they don't want to surrender.
Okay.
Still?
Yeah. Like, they still are very adamant against it, and they're pretty much writing off Duncan Robinson right here too, saying that they would be just essentially, like you said, choosing, just getting rid of one of the best three-point shooters in the league at this point. But he'll just end up on the Knicks running around at Madison Square Garden. Seems like a good spot for DeRozan.
I can see that.
Yeah. Just let him do his thing.
We'll see. So, like, the you know, I do think we're going to have a lot of moving parts here in the next, you know, 2 or 3 days. Kyle Kuzma apparently back on the market in terms of getting sent out of Washington. It was kind of awkward. I don't know if you guys saw. He posted on Instagram, like, what's the deal, Bill? Like, him and Bill, like, next to each other. And, like, Bradley Beal just, like, completely ignored it.
Yeah.
Didn't, like, it. Didn't comment back on it. Nothing.
I feel like nobody likes Kuzma, man.
They really don't.
Yeah.
They really don't.
I saw Minnesota was linked to him.
Yep. Minnesota interested in Kuzma and interested in Gallinari. So.
Want some forwards.
Yep, we'll see. All right. Hour 2 in the books. Kick off hour 3 of Headlines. Stick with us.